If Somerville has a spiritual center, it's Union Square, a bustling neighborhood where traffic is dense, swanky new businesses share space with gritty throwbacks, and the crowd runs the ethnic gamut. But in 10 years, Union Square won't look or feel the way it does today.
I hope you see a neighborhood that is even more thriving and eclectic and edgy than it is now, but with even more housing, more people living in the center of the square. That is certainly a safer place to bike and walk.
With the long-awaited Green Line extension coming to Somerville, Mayor Joe Curtatone sees an opportunity to go further. He wants to rebuild Union Square to give it what it's long lacked, including more housing and more green space. And Curtatone insists he can do all that while leaving Union Square's character intact.
The creativity, originality, sort of the history, the funky and freakiness of Union Square that we really love, our soul. We don't want to lose that.
To make it happen, Curtatone is prepared to use eminent domain, seizing private property and paying fair market value. Now some of Union Square's best-known businesses fear for their future and the neighborhoods.
Be careful what you wish for, is if you want something too squeaky clean and too polished and maybe not as authentic and maybe something cookie cutter, I'm not sure if that'll work here.
For 25 years, Ricky DiGiovanni's Flower Market has been a small island of greenery in Union Square. But it's one of several parcels slated for possible seizure for redevelopment, a prospect DiGiovanni dreads.
25 years of spilled blood on this place here. My heart, everything I put into is in this site right now with my customers. So to upright and move, I don't know. I don't think that's a possibility.
He's not the only one feeling anxious. Jose Garcia and a partner opened AB Sushi 3 years ago. And after a slow start, business is brisk.
Union Square has become like a food destination for many people. I like this, the neighborhood here. All the customers we have, they are like a regular.
But if AB's landlord balks at redevelopment, the city could seize the property, and AB might have to move.
We put like over $200,000 to this business. It took like 2 years to build this restaurant. And now we're doing successful. And I mean, 2 or 3 years later, we have to leave. Like,
not good.
Not good at all.
Curtatone is a fan of Ricky's and AB Sushi and says he'd rather not use eminent domain to hasten redevelopment. But if he has to, he will.
Eminent domain is a useful tool if you do it right. And in many cases, should only be used as a last resort. But in many cases, will also help us repaint the canvas that was drafted a long time ago.
Even though some people like that canvas just the way it is. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.